Hello, Peter. We are talking about so many things about you and the children.
Well, you know.
You look more beautiful than ever today.
I don't know, but Mickey, yes. He finds some very long words.
Yes.
And not quite sure of the meaning of them. What does he mean about it?
Die famous.
Ah.
Miss semi-transparent.
That is so.
That is so, isn't it? But that is the spirit of Raymond.
Of course.
Yes.
You're not here.
Huh?
As I told you before.
Yes.
We can wear.
Yes.
All manner and kind of clothes.
Yes.
But these are thought forces, you know.
Yes, that's right.
We think.
Yes.
And in consequence, temporarily,
yes.
We appear in that apparel, you know.
It's very interesting for me to know.
I brought for you today
some
roses.
Ah, thank you, darling.
They are golden roses.
Yes. Oh, bless you.
They are for you.
Yes, thank you, darling.
You may not visualize them or see them.
I can visualize them.
But they are here.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Oh. I was with you yesterday when you went to see Mr. Edwards.
Yes, that's right. He's a charming man.
He has done great work.
Oh.
And helped many people.
He is doing God's work. He's just like Leslie, dedicated to him.
Well, one heals mind and body.
Yes.
And the other heals in a different way.
Yes.
Both are important.
Yes, that's right.
I think if it were not for this,
how
different it would have been for both of us.
Oh, yes.
We have this understanding and realization, and you know that I am not dead.
Yes. I would have come over to you long ago.
You would not have been able to have stayed.
No,
I think you could not have lived without the knowledge that you have.
That is true, darling.
At the beginning, you know, you were so desperate. You know?
Absolutely.
And it depressed me so much, made me so unhappy to see you like that. Now you are so different.
Yes.
You
gave me new life.
And understand.
Yes, it gave me new life. And I was telling Leslie that when I had my name put on the stone, I really meant it. That I will join you within a matter of a few weeks.
Well, it was not to be.
It was not to be.
You still have yet to wait until a date can be put there.
Yes.
But you have made arrangements for it.
Yes, that's right. Everything.
You made your will a long time ago.
Oh, yes, a long time ago. I've done everything.
So everything will be straightforward.
Yes.
There will be no complications.
I have no regrets.
And all our photographs and everything will be destroyed.
No, they won't be destroyed.
No?
They will remain in the family.
Oh. Well, I don't think it will matter very much in a way once you are here.
Yes, because you will have a replica of them, won't you?
Of course. You will have a new home here with me.
Yes, a replica of them.
But we shall start where we left off.
Yes.
But there will be no age, only youth.
It's a very comforting thought.
You never have any desire to go back to India?
No, not the slightest.
I often wonder, your life finished there a long time ago.
Hmm?
Your life finished there a long time
ago. Yes,
sir. Your real life started
that's right.
When we were at home. I don't know. You know, it is so silly.
Yes.
I have intent to say so much and I can't think.
Oh, no, my darling, keep talking.
I often think to myself, you know, I should have said this or that.
Do you know that somebody near to me has passed over since I saw you now?
I know. And
who is that?
She's here.
Yes, she has come over.
She has come over here. And she is well, and is now fully aware, you know. The sister, your sister, she is very well here.
She was older than me.
Oh, only by 2 years, was it?
Yes.
Was it 2 years she was old? I thought it was two.
Yes.
Well,
it's wonderful how you remember.
Well, as I was trying to think when you asked me about her. I thought, well, yes, now she was 2 years older than you.
I often used to write to her.
Yes. I know.
And tell her about her.
She has now fully awakened to her new life, you know.
But, of course, she couldn't take it in.
No.
No. Of course, she will now realize the full meaning of it. I suppose she is with mother.
She's with your mama. She's with your people.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes some people take quite a long time to adjust themselves.
Yes, of course.
But she has adjusted herself very well.
Yes.
I think, though you don't perhaps feel she understood, I think in a way she thought a great deal about what you told her in the letters.
No.
And it helped her.
Yes, of course.
But you would not recognize her hardly. She's so young now.
Is she?
That is one of the great blessings, you know. Here there is no old age, it is only material.
I know even my mama must be quite young.
Well, they look, well, like sisters almost.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I
they
do.
They look so much younger than you.
Yeah.
You are the one that looks old. Although you are young for your years, you know. But really, quite frankly, I think you're very good for your age.
Yes. Mr. Harry Edwards was telling me that he gave me a healing for a good moment. And he said, there is nothing the matter with you. And don't think that you have anything the matter with your heart, because your heart is like that of a young man.
Your heart is too big.
And he said, you have got clear eyes and clear hearing. There is nothing wrong with you.
No, there is nothing organically wrong.
No.
I think you would die of old age.
Yes.
I hope when you die, it will be quietly in your bed or in your sleep.
Yes, I hope so.
That is what I would like.
Because I would like to see.
I don't think you will have to go to any hospital.
No.
I'm sure when the time comes,
yes,
it will be quiet and peaceful.
I think if I entered the hospital, that in itself would kill me.
You have a horror of hospitals.
Yes, absolutely.
But you did not...
Horror of hospitals and nurses and doctors.
When I was in hospital, it used to depress you so much.
Yes. It's not a nice thought at all.
And yet sometimes people have to go.
Yes.
I suppose I had to go.
Yeah. And yet if I had known about caricatures, what I know today, I think nothing would...
You really believe the caricatures would have...
Or nothing?
...saved my life physically?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think it may be very beneficial.
Oh, yes.
But whether it will cure cancer...
Yes, it does cure cancer.
What makes you think so?
Darling, there are actual records of it.
Well, you know about all these things. I have great faith in what you believe.
Yes, darling, and I told Mr. Edwards yesterday, because he is very interested in cancer, and he is able to cure patients doctors have given up hope for, you see. And he has brought them back to life, and they are living normally for years afterwards. But the doctor said, you have only got 2 months to live. So that has brought him into conflict with doctors, because it has made fools of them, you see. And patients with long case history of cancer suffering have been killed by him. And, you know, he tells me that most cancers are caused by mental stress.
I think that is probably very true.
It, one of the causes, you know, there are other causes also, but one of the causes is mental stress or fear or something like that. He said if a woman wants children and she can't have them, she becomes a victim for cancer.
Well, I'm sure that is true.
Yes. It has, he has done very intensive thinking on this problem, and I know he is right. And I gave him some advice about
what... He must have thought it very strange that being a famous healer, that you should give him advice, huh?
Yes, but it, you know, it's a very strange thing. A healer can't do anything to himself.
Oh, I think this is very true, you know. I think this is often very true.
And he was so...
People who help others can very seldom help themselves.
And he was so appreciative. And he took note. And he said, I will do. I will do. And then he said, when do we meet again? I said, I will tell you when I come to London again. I will see you. But I told him, you have 20 more years to live to fulfill your mission. And he's 80. And he's really a very strong man, big in his frame, and a little fatter than even Leslie. But he has got a charming country environment around him.
He lives in the country.
Yes.
I was with you yesterday.
Yeah, it was very nice. I was talking about you, and I told him what my wife had taught me, and how everything had come true and right. And I said, you won't find these things in any books.
What things?
Well, about whatever you taught me to get back to life. I'm half dead, I tell you. And I started learning a little here, a little there, and you taught me to change the diet and for me to live. For instance, yesterday I told him, Harry, have a bath every day, a warm bath, but not in a hurry.
But he probably has a bath every day.
No.
People have fun.
No.
Can't be telling a man to have a bath every day.
No.
He has a bath every day.
No. Many people in England have a bath once a week.
Oh, so?
Yes.
Oh, I thought everyone bath every day.
No. And
he must have thought you were very strange.
And people who have bath, their idea of bath is a shower. And that shower is... No.
Don't you think a shower is good?
Before?
You don't think a shower is
not the same as a soak.
No.
No. And I told him to have it.
You know, it's funny when you think about it.
Yes.
Here is me here, mm-hmm. and you there, mm-hmm. and all we are talking about is baths and showers.
Yes.
You know, we are very suited.
But it has a difference.
I know. I'm only teasing you. But I think what makes it so wonderful for us is that we can talk naturally about quite ordinary things.
Yes.
You know, some people, I suppose, think because one is over here and one is able to make contact with someone one loves on earth, that one should talk about things far removed from the earth. Well, of course we can, and sometimes we do. But it is being normal and natural and being able to be as we were to some extent, you know, to be able to be like we would have been when we were together on your side in the house, you know, everything.
Yes,
to be able to talk about ordinary, everyday things.
Yes.
This is good.
Yes,
some people don't think so, perhaps. They think that we should talk in a different way.
I mean, for instance, when I want to think about you...
You don't. Yes, I know. You think about me in the old way, to some extent.
Yes.
After all, I have not gone so far ahead.
No.
And, of course, I have learned a great deal.
Yes.
But what holds you to me and me to you is...
Yes.
The memory of past events and
exactly.
our lives together and the possibility of things yet to come. But I think when we can talk together like this, it is good for you and
me.
But some people would not understand that.
No.
They would think that we should talk on a highly spiritual level, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And if I talk to you about some very ordinary thing, they think, some people, perhaps, it is very strange. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, for instance, once you talk to me about reincarnation,
I know.
Very good. Because it confirmed what I already had Jones in my consciousness.
I know, but, oh, I don't know. As I said to you, I think every time when we have been together like this, I think to myself, oh, I don't know, I should have said to you this, I should have said that. And perhaps we didn't take full advantage of the opportunity to converse, you know.
Yes.
It's like a telephone, you know.
Exactly.
It's just as if in some odd way, you know.
Yes.
We talk to each other on the telephone, we don't see, at least I can see you, but you don't see me. And, we just talk, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And about all sorts of things.
And communication between two souls who are twins.
When two people are in love,
and
as close as we are, we can converse and convey a great deal more than people realize. Even though some of the things we may talk about are very ordinary, there is a deeper significance, you know. But you can't probably expect people to understand.
No.
I mean, you have told people about us and everything. They look at you as if you are mad.
I tell you, darling, today there are millions of married people. They live together for years. There is no time to communicate to each other.
And they're not as close as we are, even though we are, in a sense, separated.
No,
we are closer than they are, you know.
Yes, exactly. There's no time to talk to each other and exchange their minds. And how different we were when I come to think everything we talked. And actually, now when these souls arrive in the spirit, how can they communicate, darling?
I don't know.
Yes,
of course, one has to remember that people, if they were not happy together on earth, if they were not suited together, if they were not, you know, in complete harmony. They don't have to be here together.
No.
A lot of people, just because they were married on earth, are not necessarily together here.
Yeah.
In fact, they would not want to be together. I mean, there are people on earth who make the best of their lives, and yet they're not happy together. They do the best they can under what I suppose will cause difficult circumstances. They don't have to get divorced, but they probably have a regard for each other, but that is not love.
No.
You know, they make the best of it.
Exactly.
But over here, they're not necessarily going to be together.
But say if a man has been married half a dozen times, what happens to...
Well, I think this is an entirely different thing. I think a man who has been married several times, or a woman, she may have, or he may have, a certain regard or affection for some more than others.
Yes.
And there may be one that was really... love, you know, deep abiding love.
Yes.
And that person will go and be with the person whom they are really in tune with, in love with.
Yes, that's right.
Or it may well be they won't be with any of them.
No.
I mean, unless two people are absolutely ideally suited or mated, you know, or ideally in love one with the other, unless this is so, they don't necessarily live with anyone.
I was thinking of Charlie Chaplin.
I don't know what his situation will be.
How many times he's married. But
well, I think his last marriage is a success.
Yes,
I think that...
That was his real...
I think this may well be that they will be together here.
Yes, that's right.
But you must remember, darling, there are many kinds of love.
Yeah.
This you know.
Yes.
Very few people have a perfect love.
Spiritual.
A perfect spiritual and material love,
which
encompasses everything.
That's it.
And this is the real thing.
Yeah.
And very few people enjoy that.
Yeah.
People may be happy together for different reasons.
Yeah.
But that not necessarily means that they are in love.
Yeah.
They may love a person, but not be in love, which is a very different thing, you know.
Yes, that is true.
Whereas we were in love, this is something much more, much deeper, more abiding, more permanent.
Exactly.
All this business of being in love, it is a difficult thing to explain.
Uh-huh.
I think it is something you feel and you know deep within yourself, but you cannot put it into words. You cannot describe it.
Yes.
It is something that is so vital that it is the all-important thing, but when it comes to depicting it in words, it is impossible. I don't know. I think sometimes I would wish that you were not going to be so long coming.
Right.
And yet I know I have to be patient.
Yes, you
do. The children are so much concerned with you.
Are they?
You know, occasions when I am not with you, they are often with you.
Yes.
You know, we are very blessed, you and me.
Then it's me.
Of course, in a way, but not in quite in the way. You see, there again, they have grown up on this side.
Yes.
And they have been able to keep in touch with you as they have grown up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no physical existence as such, you know?
No.
And therefore, they don't miss you in a physical way.
Yeah.
It is a mental and a spiritual love.
Right. Yeah.
And a mental and a spiritual companionship.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
People don't understand these things.
But I think to be like a lovely child, a bit of so sensitive and shy.
I think she is rather like you.
Mm-hmm. She's a lovely child. I often get the impression of her shyness.
We shall have such a happy reunion one day.
Often.
I often wonder how long it will be.
Yes,
but I think it is not yet to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It will be some years, I think.
I see, darling.
I think you're going to go on for quite a little while.
Yes.
You have things to do.
I have only prayed that God will keep me well and not.
Well, I think you will keep yourself well.
Yes,
you know, this is another thing.
Yes.
People say, God will do this, or perhaps God will do that. God gives man free will. God gives man opportunity within himself to do many things. And I think where one is concerned often in regard to health, a lot depends on the person.
Yes.
You do everything in your power
exactly.
to look after yourself.
Yes.
And you have this ability to do it,
yes.
which means that you will keep well.
Yes.
I don't think for one moment
yes.
you will ever have a serious illness
yes.
or be laid, you know, for
yes.
any length of time to bed. You
yes.
know,
Leslie was telling me that here are two souls desperately wanting to be together. And yet, one is trying to live longer on this side.
Well, I think I understand what he means, and in a way, it's rather funny. Because one would think, perhaps some people would think, that if you were anxious to be reunited, you would not care at all about your health. You'd let it go.
Yes.
So that you could come here quickly.
But
then again, you might just as well say that if a person feels like that, they might as well go and jump over the cliff.
Yes.
No. I think that one has a duty to keep one's self well,
yes.
and so that you are not a trouble to other people.
Exactly.
I think this is important.
Yes.
You have to think not of yourself only, but of those who would be held responsible for your well-being, you know? And the less trouble you can be to others, the better it is.
Yes.
No, I think you should look after yourself,
yes.
which you do,
yes.
and it is good to do the things that you do so that you are fit.
Yes.
I think this is intelligent.
Yes,
you will still come here eventually.
Yes, exactly.
And time is as nothing.
No.
And we are in tune and in touch.
Mm.
I come to you and
yes.
speak to you when I can,
yes.
like this.
I
you know, I think you must do what is right for yourself.
Yes, exactly. And you know, you told me that you have healing in your own self.
Of course. Every human being has the power within themselves to achieve all manner of things, not only looking after themselves materially
yes.
and mentally,
mm.
but spiritually too.
Yes.
And you know, the point is that if people were to have conscious realization of these things,
yes.
if they had balance, you
yes.
know,
yes.
between the material and the spiritual,
yes.
if they could see themselves as not only physical or material, but also as spiritual beings.
Yes.
And when you are dwelling in harmony, one with the other on earth,
mm.
then you will be fit and well, mentally and physically and spiritually too. There should be happiness
mm.
within one's innermost self,
yes.
and a balance and a realization of these things. Huh?
Right.
This would make such a difference to the world.
Yes.
If everyone thought as you think,
yes.
there would be no evil in the world, there would be no unhappiness. There would be peace and understanding among people.
Yes.
Of course, it is natural when someone leaves the earth that you know and love. In spite of the knowledge you have, you grieve in a sense.
Yes.
But your grief is for yourself. not for the person that you have loved, whom you know is happier in a new environment,
yes,
and will prepare for you a place.
Yes.
You know, we think in the Bible sometimes,
yes,
you know, when Christ said to the disciples, "For now I go to prepare a place for you."
Mm.
This is so true.
Yes.
Those who go before and leave behind people they love, to some extent they are preparing for the reunion to come and a place in which to be happy. I am glad I came first,
yes,
because I am sure it is better that way.
But it was an awful blow to me at the time.
Pardon?
It was an awful blow to me.
Of course, my darling, it was a terrible blow. Happy. I am glad I came first,
yes,
because I am sure it is better that way.
But it was an awful blow to me at the time.
Pardon?
It was an awful blow to me.
Of course, my darling, it was a terrible blow. But you have learned to adjust yourself, and the knowledge that you have has been a great blessing.
Yes,
and we are not separated.
No.
In a way, we are closer together now.
Yes, it
mentally and spiritually.
I feel it too.
You are not alone.
I feel it too.
You are coming again when? Monday?
I come again on Monday.
I look forward to it. And we must all speak to you on Monday. Only the power is going. But we speak to you again on Monday.
Thank you.
Bless you, darling. A big kiss for you.
Thank you.
And all my love. And with the roses.
Thank you for the lovely roses, darling. And give my love.